All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Boy, everyone else must be really late for the pod.
Jave and I know. Congratulations on your brown.
I hate to break the fishing news up, Grand Chuck, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations. You're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for, like, an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down.
Yep.
All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Matching hoodie day.
Jay and I are matching. Chalmers is here.
Hello.
And this is the Real Life Podcast on Monday, October 16th. Giddy up.
Giddy up.
How about them Oilers, boys?
How about...
Yoinks.
Yeah. Yeah, how about them Oilers?
Zoinks, Scoob.
I'm trying to not be upset.
Let me ask some questions. Are you happy with the start or unhappy with the start?
Yeah, not happy. That's for sure.
You didn't have to go 0-2 to the Canucks in your bingo card?
You know, I probably expected them to split.
I'm irritated.
Like, I know, but like, I don't want to be scorched earth
like
yet.
One loss sure. That you didn't have planned. You expected a split and they lost two.
I expected them to win both. Be honest.
Yeah, it's true.
I think the word
it's how we lost.
I think the word you're looking for other than upset is you're trying not to overreact.
Yeah, because like I know I'm an Oilers fan and I know what our brand is, and it's trade them all, fire the coach,
yep.
Move the team to Houston. No, Oilers fans don't say that.
Right. Move the team to
Houston.
They
go 0-3. There might be a move.
Like it's, you know, it's a long season. Like, and so I'm trying to, I am really trying to like just deploy some perspective.
If you look at game two in a vacuum, it wasn't that bad.
It was terrible. We outshot them 41-16.
But like the Oilers, but like that was the goaltending. As a whole, the Oilers were fine mostly.
Yeah. A couple, like just a few bad decisions. Like we broke down day on Owen every day. The goal that everyone is carving Darnell Nurse for, the 2-on-0 the other way where he jumps up in the rush, right?
Yeah.
I think there are a number of other things in that play that went spectacularly wrong. Cody Ceci jumps up in the rush, even though he's not an offensive guy, but then just stands like he's holding hands with Ryan McLeod. It's like, okay, if you're going to jump up in the rush, do something.
Best view on the ice on the goal too, though.
Nurse jumps up and he should have known, hey, my partner's right there. I can't jump up. But he jumps up and he's in the best spot of anyone on the ice to receive a pass.
Yeah. If Ryan McLeod sees him with decent vision, it's a grade A look for Darnell Nurse from a spot he's scored from quite a bit. Instead, McLeod passes it to the outside to Fogle, who shoots it wide of the net by 6 feet. That's the one thing you don't do on an odd man rush.
Best breakout.
Yeah. Like, so I know, again, dumb by Darnell Nurse, but I just, there were three or four other plays
there. How he played that too.
Yeah. Like he's laying on his back starfished and the puck hasn't even been shot yet. And it's like, what's going on?
Like the guy shot it right where Skinner was. Like it was the easiest save.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like granted the 2-0 shouldn't have happened, but like for unpacking every element of what happened there, that was also bad.
Win with a 750.
Oilers were shot out of a cannon for 42 seconds. Shot out of a cannon.
Shots were five rip, 45 seconds
in. And it just stopped. Like, just stopped. They got their goal, yep. And then it just was like cruise control.
I had a couple of Bevraginos at the game.
Yes.
And this is a story you'll appreciate, Chalmers. I'm sitting there with my old man, watching the game. Oilers are down 4-3 late. Guy behind me has been a little annoying all game. Also, lady behind me who has sat behind me before and loves to talk about how much she hates Darnell Nurse, how bad he is, how she knows hockey. She's having a heyday. 5 minutes to go. This guy has had a few to drink as well. I would certainly hope. I would hope no one sober would act this obnoxious. And he will not shut up. Why is Cody Ceci on? There's 4.5 minutes still left. Why is Cody Ceci on the ice? They should fire Woodcroft for this. He turns to his buddy. He goes, I watch a ton of hockey. Cody Ceci's the worst defenseman in the NHL. Worst one. You can ask anyone. And he's yelling. Every second word's an F-bomb. Like there's kids in the section. And he is going at the Oilers for like 4 or 5 straight minutes, not shutting up. And it's to the point where everyone around him is kind of like looking back, being like, what's going on up there? And he's immediately behind me. So finally, my dad turns around and gives him a little like hand to the mouth, like zip. And the guy does it back to my dad.
Oh.
And I turn around and I go, pardon my language. I turn around and I go, it's time for you to shut the fuck up. All right.
Whoa.
And he was like, I'm not going to shut up. What are you talking about? I was like, hey man, everyone's looking at you right now and it's for the wrong reason. Zip it.
What?
And then he comes back at
me. He had the high ground.
And then remember in my that. Head, I hear Chalmers because I'm sitting there. I'm like, is this going to escalate?
This is
and I was like,
starts.
Then I'm like, wait,
Dad, start filming.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, I'm the Chalmers. Low ground. I was like, I can't start the fight. If something happens, I got to get the high ground. I need to have leverage down.
Smart.
So I'm thinking of Chalmers the whole time.
And did you have the peace of mind to look around and see if anybody was starting to pull their phones out?
No, but the older
leg wave,
that is a surefire. You look around, see people start to video. You're like, oh God,
here it comes.
Older lady in front of me turns around and goes, thank you. Yeah, and I was like,
that's all you need.
I'm out here. I'm protecting this section.
I got you, Baba.
This is my home.
Obnoxious fans.
And then you shut up and that was the end of it.
Oh, and then when I turned around kind of one more time after he kept running his mouth, he was like, why is no one saying anything about this? It's embarrassing. There's still 3 minutes left. The Oilers could have tied the game and I wanted them to tie it so bad. Just, so I could turn around and be like,
we all have social Discord. We're all thinking it.
Yeah.
We all think that we're all unhappy right now.
So the next time I turned around again and looked at him, his buddy like tapped him on the chest and was like, let's calm down. And I was like, that's the final straw. Like the third time we need to like address you. Holy. But yeah, I thought I was going to get into a stadium tilt.
You just start taking off all your clothes. So there's nothing to grab. Yeah. You're in your underwear. All right.
Come on.
Let's dance.
The Dave Brand special.
I brought this olive oil with me.
Like, listen.
People
that talk like that and act like that at games bring normal, nice people into that fray with them.
Like I've never yelled at someone at a game, but like it got to the point where it was like, okay, one, now my dad's getting pissed off and that makes me uncomfortable. So like, don't do that.
Enough tension between the two of you.
Exactly.
You don't need any additional drama.
What'd your dad say after? What was the debrief?
We didn't talk about it.
Not one word mentioned.
No, like not even like a boy. Could you believe that guy? We walked to the car in silence.
Your dad, and I'm sure you know this, though. Would be a good guy to commit a crime with.
Oh yeah, probably.
Keep a secret.
Yep.
Not saying shit.
No. Yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying?
I would not be worried if I commit, not me personally, if you committed a crime with your dad, I don't think he'd rat you out.
Could be the ultimate alibi.
He could maybe pull off more than a one and done. He could be a three and done maybe.
Maybe.
Cards close to the vest, right?
Yep. Yeah. So if anyone was sitting in the area of section 115, I know there's a few podcast listeners because a couple people came up to me during the game. We're like, oh, hey, you're okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
So one, either you heard how annoying this dude was and you probably did. Two, if you were like, why is the Oilers Nation guy dropping F-bombs and yelling at a dude. There was good reason for it.
I think, though, Yaremchuk, you have to bear in mind now, like, you're famous enough that if you do something, it's not like local man removes clothes and is escorted out of arena. Mm. It's Tyler Yaremchuk removes all his clothes and escorted out of the arena.
Which is objectively a good headline and would be good for the site.
There's no such thing for me and Jay and everybody's bad PR, but potentially for you.
Yeah.
So, well, just, and didn't have to hit 30,000 subs to see it.
Yeah.
Just me naked at Rogers. Mm. So that was my Saturday night. And then Sunday night at my beer league game, there was an incident in the parking lot.
What?
So like
your team was involved or no?
For legal reasons, I don't think I can get into it on the air. No, I'm kidding. It's not that serious. But like I had like a fight filled birthday weekend.
Oh yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy
thanks.
Birthday. The actual birthday is the 15th.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
That's okay. Also,
always when on point,
I have another friend whose birthday is on the 15th. Mm-hmm. So all my buddies were out at the bowling alley for her birthday. Mm-hmm. And we went there and the lane next to us threw a bowling ball through the roof.
Wow. That's committed to the release there.
Like they were hammered and it was just four dudes. I was like, what are you guys like? I guess bro night out. Like let's go bowling. But like those ceiling tiles at the Stanford Bowling Center are just like the ones you can push up. Right. Yeah. And they took a 10 pin bowling ball and it went up and then back that down.
It's a lot of force to get a ball up there.
Did you get kicked out?
And the bowling alley guy walks over like in front of them and just goes out. No arguments. They were like, yep,
we've pushed it too far.
We're good. And out they went. Everywhere I went this weekend, controversy.
It's because the Oilers
conflict
are creating
tension.
Tension.
There was a weird moon this weekend.
Yeah.
There was a weird moon.
Was there?
Yes. There was a weird moon. Got mooned.
We got mooned. I was checking to see if there's new reviews. There's not. But yeah, that was my weekend. Lots of potential fights.
Sounds like it was full of tension.
It was.
That's not good.
No.
Anyone else? And the next game you go to, have you ever seen, like you said that the lady behind you was always there?
She's been there before because I highly doubt there's just someone with that annoying of a voice who yells the same things about Darnell Nurse.
All right.
And she was there.
Yeah.
Does she know that Darnell Nurse signed for $9 million?
Oh, does she ever?
Is it Sarah Nurse?
Her favorite line was 9.25. He's overpaid and overrated.
Got him. For EA?
Yeah.
You seem to have the stats.
That's a double. Darnell might right ask there. Out if he hears that. So yeah, it was just miserable. The Oilers game was miserable too. Like that sucked. That was annoying.
Oh, it's just
especially because annoying. Like we talked on the pregame show, like bet with your heart on that one, right? So like you knew like everyone wanted it.
I was given some bad betting advice. I was using terms like bet the house on Saturday, responsibly, yep. Of course.
Everybody was talking about how there's no chance the Oilers lose the second game.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a bad season so far, but one way out of this.
Only one 5-on-5 goal in 6 periods is a problem.
No one outside of the Oilers' top power play unit has a point yet.
Ah. That's problematic.
Evander Kane hasn't played yet this year.
The Nuge had a 3-point night.
That's what I was gonna say. I thought the Oilers were gonna turn it around. Nuge gets the tying goal.
That's huge.
It's a signature one. Then immediately afterwards.
That was a dandy.
Immediately
goal,
afterwards. Immediately that's after. The
51 like, seconds.
They just like I you know, you gotta give the Canucks some props, some ish, but like that not enough to warrant them winning. Like we outshot them 41-16.
Did you see the list I tweeted out of in the last 3 years, the goalies with the best save percentages against
Jack
the Oilers?
Campbell second.
Fucking Jack Campbell second. Damn.
What an asshole.
Someone commented, they're like, wow, they should give Jack glasses where he sees the other team in blue and orange and maybe he'll start playing good.
The reverso glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. So who starts tomorrow?
Soup. Gotta be Soup.
Yep.
Gotta be Soup.
Yeah, I would agree.
Or Picard.
Like, I don't want to pick on Stu too much because it's 2 games, but like he's allowed 8 goals and 31 shots.
His save percentage is like, does it start with a 6?
50 in both games.
Too many days between
consistent.
Games.
It's only 2 days off.
I know, but.
I know the boys need to.
They need to get back on the ice and I wish they were playing tonight.
Me too.
I do too.
I wish they were playing tonight just to get back in there. And just,
I actually wish they had a back-to-back after losing on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the first game is on Wednesday, and you don't play again until Saturday.
Yeah.
You got to think about that for, what, 3 days?
But you know what? Maybe going
and then they go on like a crazy compressed schedule after that.
Yeah. Maybe they're going out on the roads what they need right now.
When they're going to Nashville.
Going to Nashville.
Probably
going
to Tootsie's.
Yeah.
Do you think that Jack Campbell maybe has like a clause in his contract that if he hits a 750 save percentage, he gets a bonus? And that's what he's shooting for, some sort of selfish.
He's like, damn, I'm actually tight on cash. So
yeah, they're like, there's a misprint in my contract. 750 gets my bonus.
Yeah, I'm just trying not to be upset here.
Nashville, Philly. Remember when I asked on the last show how long until the Oilers get their goal differential back up?
Yeah, I said by end of Philly game.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Four games, I think.
Well, they're now minus eight.
Heading to Nashville, mayor of Nashville. I don't know what it is on Betway, but Leon Draisaitl to score feels like free money tomorrow.
Oh man,
nothing feels like free money right now.
No, yeah, it's. I gotta limp my way back into confidence.
On Saturday, I actually did not as horrible as I thought I did when I checked yesterday morning, because I sprayed the field as you do. My props were hitting, like Leon 2 points hits, but where I mixed in money line plus,
yeah, that's where they got you.
Rush.
Yeah,
yeah. That was like me last night on the Bills game too.
I also bet on the Bills. I was trying to manifest for your birthday.
Diggs, what a props hammer. Josh Allen throwing TD. I was like, hey, everything's gonna be good here, and then it just
like they were playing the Giants, bro.
Yeah, that was so embarrassing. This was not a great birthday weekend. My teams crushed my soul. I was getting into fights left, right, and center. It was terrible.
It was a weird moon, man. You got a bad moon for your birthday.
Yeah. Great here. Weekend. You should have come on out with me. Friday night, Wu-Tang and Nas concert at Rogers.
How was it?
Unbelievable.
Really? They were good.
So good. So
I get worried about like older hip hop artists.
Amen.
Okay, so did I.
I want to go. I didn't want to spend the price on the tickets.
Amen. Though. Amen.
Yeah. Hip hop shows that I used to go to, when you'd see Kanye or you'd see, they would mix up their shows so much with like the way the music was. Yeah. You didn't even know what song you were listening to half the time. It was hard to listen to. A lot of people just yelling. And I was worried that Wu-Tang would be a lot like that. It was exactly the opposite.
They've been touring their whole lives. Like they've been doing this like for 20 years touring.
It was so good. They had such a good stage show. They mixed in, they went like Wu-Tang and Nas, back to back, couple songs here. They really mixed it well, where they just kept going. There was like no break for like a good hour and 20 minutes. You could hear everything. You knew the exact song, like just the mixing of the songs was amazing. We didn't think Method Man or Ghostface Killah were there. When they came out, it was electric. Like Method Man is one of the best performers I've ever seen.
Method Man.
Dude is jacked right now.
Fucking right.
So when he asked me, he's like, did they all look old and like out of it? Not even a bit. Like Raekwon, they were all good. Every single one was good. And none of them looked like out of place. Nas was unbelievable. He's fantastic. And he did play a couple songs from his like new album. And so it's like,
you got dreads. Really, I don't know if I like Nas Avec Dreads.
Ooh, I like his new album though.
I didn't listen to it before the show. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You should.
Is that what it's called?
Pardon?
King's Disease 2.
King's Disease 2.
Yeah. I think it's King's Disease 2.
But yeah, it was really like, really good to have just a concert that sounded that good.
How did Triumph sound?
Triumph was amazing.
What was their encore?
And I heard old ODB's son.
ODB's son was out there. Looks just like him. Sounds just like
him. Did he rap his ass off?
Yeah. Did all ODB's parts. Triumph, I think, was the... I can't remember now. I was just fully, fully engaged when Triumph came on. Because like JR and I used to listen to that song all the time.
Oh, fuck.
Basically to the point
where 9 million times
we could rap every single lyric on the
still could.
Song. Still can. And it was, it was so good. And they were all there. And it was, it was a great show.
Shout out to Wu-Tang for getting across the border, all of them still.
I know. I was kind of wondering about that.
I saw an interview, though. Method Man was on Drink Champs. And so I saw him all jacked. But he was saying that they've toured consistently since the 90s. They're like, why is Wu-Tang still relevant? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, we still tour. Like, we never stopped. We still go overseas. People love us.
It was packed. The only seats that weren't sold in there were the upper portions on each side. But everywhere else, it was packed. Smelled amazing in there, obviously.
What happened?
Yeah. But so we were able to stick around a little bit after. And obviously, like, the Oilers were going to play the next day.
Yeah.
And so we watched them tear the place apart. It is unbelievable to watch them tear apart the like main concourse level and just the systematic way that they go about it. Within an hour, the whole thing was clear. And it was very
cool. It's like rehearsed almost, like the way they move.
They have a, they basically split it into two sides, the left and the right, where they bring out these carts, they put away the chairs, and then they sweep up all the bottles and all the crap. And then they lift up the floor while the stage is being de-rigged, I guess you'd call it, all the rigging taken
dismantled.
Out. Yeah. Right side got to a big lead. And we were like, okay, right side's going to take it. Left side came back storming. And I don't know. And they really bottlenecked their chairs. So they need to think that through. But it was just interesting watching it all happen. Because I've never really seen that happen. Like when you know that they have to tear down a part, like a concert venue for a hockey game the next day, most likely having like skates. What time would their skates be?
Yeah.
Nine in the morning, right? So it was cool. That was fun. That was Friday. Saturday, I went curling.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I went curling.
It's a hoot.
I haven't been curling in 20 years, probably. And for my oldest son's hockey team, we did a parents' night out.
Yep.
Rented Jasper Place.
That curling. Is awesome.
It was awesome.
Do you guys do that every year?
We, in some form. There's usually like a parent get together of some form. This was the first one in a couple of years that's been out. Out of like a venue at somewhere. And it was perfect because we rented the whole place. We had dinner when we got there. Then we went and curled, watched the Oilers game kind of a little bit while we curled, finished right around the end of this first period and went back upstairs. And then somebody pulled out four crib boards and it turned into a full on crib tournament.
Nice.
Yeah. So we were watching the Oilers game, having a crib tournament, but like it's not easy anymore to put all your weight on your left foot and slide to like the end of, I don't even know what the area is called, but like
the hog line, out of the hog line.
Yeah. It's really, really not easy. And so it was very interesting.
Any falls?
There was not many spills. No. I mean, some people went after they had like thrown, like just kind of like had to fall over because they were so off balance, but no like full on falls. Like, where you're walking down the middle with the slide. Not a lot of people use the slide outside of just like throwing it.
Yeah.
Cause that's just dangerous. It was just, I got on there and I felt like Bambi on the ice.
Yeah. Never step on the ice with your slider first.
No.
You're going to have a bad night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So curling, man. And then, yeah, it was a good time. Stayed there till like midnight.
Our pal Ryan, who's always bitten on the golf.
Yeah.
He wants us to do an Oilers Nation bond spiel. I think it'd be great.
Oh, man. That would be fun.
Wani, have you curled ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on a team.
You were?
Yeah.
You think you could still get down and slide out in that position?
Well, it's hard to say.
I definitely,
I'll tell you this,
definitely cannot.
You're one of the parents I look up to, Traumas. I remember throughout the years you've hit me with a bunch of facts and I try to remember them all. The fact that you not only have to attend all of your kids' events is annoying enough in my mind. Now we're doing just hanging out with the parents of the team and the kids aren't even fucking present for this nonsense.
You know what? It goes a long way in the parents don't fight as much when they've gotten to know each other over some drinks.
Running a sanity check myself where I'm like, are you going to give one shit about the other parents on Wanya Jr.'s various teams? Like, you got to be more like Chalmers. You got to think about these things. You got to unplug your fucking hose. And you got to go to team night when the kids aren't even present.
Well, I am a huge proponent to out-of-town tournaments at the beginning of the year. I am a big proponent to out-of-town tournaments, period, because it's like...
It sounds like the Oilers need an out-of-town tournament.
Oh, for sure they do. They need to go away. They need to get...
They need a parents' together. Night?
They need to have pizza in a conference room, play some mini sticks, and just...
See, I think it's because you did this when you were a kid.
The water slide.
Like, this was a thing for you when you were a kid. You were on the teams as the child.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're reliving it as the adult.
Yeah, and now
I never made a team of note. We never left town, right? Because it wasn't a thing. So, Wanya, you're off the hook.
Now I realize why my parents used to come into the hotel room not till 2 in the morning and say, you're just having a good time with the other parents.
Yeah.
But seriously, like bonding with the team and the parents is so important because you can avoid a lot of just like tension if there's... There shouldn't be tension, but like you just never know, right? But this is a good group because we've been with a lot of these parents for 5 years now. So getting to go do something like curling, I don't know. It's just fun. It's a good way. You should do it for your kids' hockey team. Everybody, when you go
up, or just go curling in general.
Anytime we host Euros, I take them curling. That's the That's where do you the go? One time Shamrock.
Oh yeah. I mean, I can't, the ice is like so nice. It's like little
pebbled
textured. Yeah.
Pebbled.
But like
smooth as hell.
Smooth as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazingly hard to throw those things accurately.
Yeah.
Like incredibly hard.
Yeah.
But
the weight,
we did it.
The
no
weight,
falling, no injuries.
Weight is
accuracy. Like, I'm like usually okay with the weight. I still struggle so hard to get my weight down. I sit and listen to the guys at the curling club be like, ice is about a 13 today, more like a 12 and a quarter. And I'm like, yeah, I'm guessing every ice. Time, boys. It's been 4 years. I'm still guessing.
Four Miller Genuine drafts today.
Yeah.
So that was my weekend.
That sounds great.
It was good.
Awesome.
It was very good. Needless to say, that's two late nights out.
Yeah. How are you feeling today?
It's, you know, it's there. It's there.
It's the reason you're here, not working.
Yeah. Well,
you're like, yesterday, no, like, Monday podcast.
Day. Yesterday, we actually did like nothing. Got to watch football, one hockey game. That's it. And then home for dinner. And what, like, it's just, I was watching Survivor Pools crumble yesterday. And surprisingly,
people are still alive.
Buffalo would have lost almost every remaining person in our survivor pool either had Buffalo, Kansas City, or San Francisco. And it was
suck it,
not looking good. Not looking good.
I can't believe, the Giants winning, or sorry, the Jets winning was stunning. Giants almost winning was stunning. But yeah, I couldn't believe the Niners blew it.
Can I say one thing?
Nope.
No.
For anybody out there that questions whether or not dreams come true, just want them to take a quick second to listen to what I have to say.
Okay.
At the very beginning of this podcast, I was questionable as to whether or not I would like doing it, be good at doing it, but we did it. And I am now sitting on a podcast that I'm on, sponsored by a ride company. And if you ever look at yourself in the mirror and think, I don't think good things can happen.
Okay. Don't say the company yet.
It launched.
Was it launched?
Do you not pay attention to the group chat
or Instagram?
We literally have.
Do you know
any of our live content?
Do you know how much is going on with this company right now?
Somewhat.
This is one of the things. This is literally one of the things.
We did the social announcement. I think Chalmers is now a sponsored athlete.
That's how I found out because I wasn't here last week. Anyways.
But I don't know what we can say yet. I don't know how deep into the campaign we are.
This is what we can say.
Yes. I put the bottle right here.
I am now fully, officially on a podcast sponsored by my favorite rye.
Having paid into the Crown industry Royal. All these years, you're finally starting to extract
can
money
you believe
back.
It?
Yeah, you gotta,
can you believe it?
You gotta give to get.
Can you believe
and
it?
And you're getting it.
You've been manifesting this moment for decades.
Well, you've been drinking all that rye, getting ready.
They've been paying attention. They're like, that's our guy.
It's most our sales in the Edmonton region.
Like, we need a podcast with a guy who specifically talks about drinking rye.
Yep.
And they found their man.
You and John Scott.
It's a marriage made in heaven.
Mm-hmm. You drank so much rye, you went pro.
Yep.
Congrats.
And we're here.
10,000 hours, man. You hit the tipping
point. It's one of those moments you just look at yourself in the mirror and you go, can you get much better than this?
Oh, that's...
It is great.
One of these shows, you could probably sip on a CR and...
On this show, you could.
Cola.
Yeah, a little Crown of Cola, Crown and Ginger. I'm more of a Crown Ginger guy over Crown Cola.
Yeah, so the... I had a couple last week. Mm-hmm. No cola in the house. It's very refreshing.
Mm.
Yeah. Now I know why my grandmother liked it so much.
She
was a big Crown and Ginger fan.
I'm slowly developing to an on the rocks guy.
The bar downtown on Jasper Ave.
You've always liked that place.
I got an old fashioned kit. Make your own old fashions at home.
Nice.
Very good.
What's your bourbon of choice?
I do whiskey old fashions.
Oh, wow. Well, then CR is your jam,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Do you like go all out with like an orange zest and the real big kick?
You need your simple sugar.
Yep. A little bitters.
You don't do the orange zest?
I didn't have an orange.
Who has oranges?
I love oranges.
Yeah. It's.
You actively have oranges in your fridge right now?
I thought like.
Maybe I have kids and I don't have oranges.
Yeah, I have oranges in my house right now for sure.
Crawford loves oranges.
I actually just ordered delivery groceries yesterday for the first time as a test
run. Baller alert.
I've never done it before. I was very lazy.
How did the produce come?
So that's the issue.
Did
sometimes
they take the bottom of the barrel produce?
They that's how they get rid of the stuff that's expiring.
What I did not order via delivery.
Yeah, smart.
Smart.
Good move.
Did not order produce.
Yeah.
I'd never done it before. I was curious how it went.
Oh, it's great.
Here's a different way to order groceries. Code. What you do is you order one item at a time. So order a 10-pound bag of potatoes and then eat exclusively potatoes until you're through. Then order a 3-pound bag of carrots and eat that exclusively.
Oh,
that would be awful.
I could do that. I could eat carrots.
Really smart way to order. So you minimize your grocery shopping.
So I don't know the answer about the produce. Didn't go there.
Good.
Go stuck to the bulk nut section.
Sometimes it's questionable.
$40.
I mean, it makes sense. But it is weird, though, that there's just like a random person out there wandering around the store grabbing my stuff.
I think that'd be kind of a fun job.
You just go around and be like, I'd never order this.
Do you love grocery
shopping? I like grocery shopping, yeah.
Well, if I...
When you order, how specific do you have to be? Like, you can't just say peanut butter.
No, you're in the weeds.
And if they don't have it, they'll get you an alternative.
Or they will, within the app, they will text you and be like, this wasn't there. Do you want something else or do you want to just kill it? But you got to be
very interactive.
You got to be three of those calls, and I'd be like, you know what? I'll just come down there.
It's the most.
Fuck off!
I'll come help you.
I'll just be right. I'll be right there.
I didn't get one.
Good.
He just showed up, dropped my stuff off. Interesting test. I don't know that I'll do it often, but maybe if I'm feeling lazy, watch football on Sunday.
But sometimes it's a time thing.
Yeah,
I did. Like you. Like the amount of times I know I have to go get something from the grocery store, and I just forget every time.
And then I order delivery. Is my problem.
You don't make a list.
That's why.
You go to the grocery store without a list?
No.
Have a list, but the time spent to go to the grocery store, wander around, find my shit, and then go home.
I used to do a lot of grocery shopping, and I used to be a walk every aisle, make sure you see every product type of guy. No list.
Yeah.
Because
you don't like saving time?
Yeah, I like to be a like little impulse. Little impulse. You know? Well,
because like the list sometimes throws you off. Because like you like... Because the list doesn't fall unless you're a fucking pro.
You
can't make the
order. You have to.
You make your list match the aisle order?
Well, to a certain extent.
Because like mine's like, oh, my first two items are on either end of the grocery store. And then I'm already like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens.
This doesn't happen with my strategy.
Because I'll skip that item.
Order 1 pound bag potato. One 10 pound
bag. Do you not
order 185 bagels? And it'll buy three a day. 2 months till you got to go grocery shopping again.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Do you not order groceries delivery? I swear I got this idea from you.
Oh, yeah, I do it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I also like the pulling up to the front of the store, curbside pickup for groceries. Mm. That one's good, too.
See, but like at that point, I'm just going to go.
It may as go in. Yeah. I'm with you. May as well.
You pull in, pull out your phone for 5 minutes, open up your trunk. They throw them all in. Thank you. Boom. Yeah, but
I didn't even get off my couch.
Yeah, that's fair.
But is there not a more annoying thing than when you get home and you'd forgotten something because you've shopped yourself and you just forgot one thing? What if they do that to you? You're going to be like furious.
But then you're not mad at yourself. And that's always a good place to
be. You can deflect the blame.
You can be someone like, that asshat forgot my whatever.
Unbelievable.
Sardines.
my tin sardines in fresh water.
Just order 17 units of cubed salmon and nothing else. Answer the door in a bear costume. That's how I order groceries.
Millennials these days, though, you give them that job, they probably go get the bag of ice first and walk around the store with it.
Now God, that would make me so mad.
Some everything was nicely packed in the box. It was lovely.
You came in a box?
Yeah. Not like...
Oh, like yeah, but box. You have to like... Because they don't do bags anymore, right?
Yeah, no, it was just all in a box.
And you have to like unbox it.
I unboxed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's like how Costco is. Everything in the box.
This bag bullshit.
Yeah, it's annoying.
The bag, it's again, I forgot. Like, I went through the drive-thru the other day to get some breakfast.
You got to.
Was not paying attention. Do you want a bag? I said no. And again, here comes my fries loose on the tray.
And I'm just
in between
grazing off the tray that 48 other cars have eaten.
In between my son's hockey games, we had to grab some lunch. So we went to Tim Hortons.
So you drive out of the city to go to Bagland?
No. So we, I wish.
45 minutes.
Classic Bagland.
We got our food with no bag because it was just easy. There was more napkins. The amount of napkins they gave could have been 4 bags.
You could build a bag with the napkins.
Yo, like, and we used that? Like one each.
Yeah.
We had like 50 left over. Mm-hmm. And I just shake my head and go, this is...
McDonald's so by my house now says,
do you buy paper towel?
Do you want a bag? Do you want napkins? Like, since when are napkins negotiable?
What the
fuck?
There's and so if you don't ask, you don't get them now in some place. I'm like, what the fuck?
But ketchup isn't even on the menu. It isn't even a discussion.
They're like really using this to like,
And I also feel like they always used to throw ketchup in your bag at the fast food. I feel like
that was just what the expectation.
Who won World War II? It's because there was a bag.
I'm starting to wonder.
I'm starting to wonder who won.
Yeah, because
we're losing everything here. They're taking it all one day at a time.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, can I get a burger and fries? Do you want fries? Do you want a bag for your fries? No, no, just load the scalding hot fries directly into my hand.
Can I order a large handful of fries, please?
And I'll have another handful of Coke.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the lids on everything are all plastic. What are we doing?
Oh, my new favorite one is if you take your own reusable cup to a certain fast food restaurant, you get 10 cents off your drink. 10 cents.
I forgot someone got us a gift as a podcast. I'm going to go get
it. Oh, I better be a plastic straw.
Is it a plastic cup so I can go save 10 cents?
Your M-check's not here. What kind of wild shit did...
As if he spoke up to that guy. He's trying to act all tough right now.
I know. There's no way he told him to save it.
That's fucking
not
bullshit.
Not a chance.
I'll have to chat with his dad.
Not a
Whitey's back.
All right.
What, really? Someone gave us a gift?
What do we got here?
What did you guys talk about? I was
you, mostly.
Questioning your manhood.
Really? I felt like I handled that situation at the game in a pretty manly
your
fashion.
Version of it.
No, you actually did, but we were discrediting the fact that you you didn't do what you said you did. That's what was our theory.
If
you would have said shut your damn mouth, I would have known you were lying. But zip it does sound kind of
shut your pie hole. That's
what I would say. All right, so someone sent us this Amazon package, and inside there's a whole shitload of plastic straws. Yeah. We got.
I can't believe that when I said it's got to be plastic straws. I know. It is. Who did this?
I don't know. They didn't put their name on it. It's from Mainlander Tim.
Hey!
I also, to be fair, he sent these about a month ago and I forgot.
Mainlander Tim.
And perfectly came up today. Too.
I would share it. I would go out for a dildo with Mainlander Tim anytime. He invites me.
Okay.
Either end.
Sent us a note. Avoid the paper straws and thyroid disease, liver damage, and kidney and testicular cancer from Mainlander Tim.
Wow.
That's really what paper, cares.
That's
really
what paper cares. Straws give you?
Apparently, according to
Tim. They're Slurpee straws.
Yeah.
Like ones with.
So you can take that pack, put it in your truck, Charles. You'll be good.
Yeah, done.
I need one too.
You can trust
these down my Slurpee season.
Oversea bulk brand straws to not have any.
No asbestos?
Nothing. Nothing.
We're good.
Mainlander Tim, you a real one.
Yeah,
you are.
I'm finally going to enjoy Slurpee again.
It's been a minute.
A minute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We need to continue with the Crown Royal talk, but first we're going to step aside for a quick break. All right. Crown Royal is on board. New friends. Very exciting.
Delicious friends.
Delicious friends. Tasty.
Throw a Slurpee straw in there.
It's the
Charles.
Sound of me drinking Crown Royal.
Meat.
I know that's not the only bottle we have here, right? Like, there's more. There's got to be more.
There's
one for us to do.
I think it'd be a funny bit, Charles, if every time you wanted a drink for the show, you had to take it from this bottle so the listeners
could see how fast we do
just
it.
Watch it slowly drain down.
They blink and it's empty.
Works for me. I'll have my first one Thursday.
And I will join you.
Our segment for Crown Royal is called the Generous Guy or Gal of the Week, because generosity lives in the small things. Crown Royal, crown everything.
This is the generous guy right here.
Yeah, Mainlander Tim gets my first generous guy of the week.
Seconded.
Yeah, I mean, that's an easy one. That's a great tie-in. I didn't even think about that.
Nailed it.
Mainlander Tim, the reason I didn't pull out that gift for the last month is because I was saving it for this segment.
Yep.
You nailed it. Well, yeah. there's nothing on the Edmonton ice hockey squad that's worth giving generosity to.
I have a good story from my personal life, though, for my generous guy.
Okay. Is it the one where you fought the guy at the arena? Because you already told it.
Nope. So my brother-in-law and my sister went and got a new car. They were sharing one car for a long time. Car? No.
Oh.
They bought a new car or a used car.
Generous.
But they were a one car household for a long time, but they had a baby over the last month. Baby's driving the car. So they went and got a second vehicle, bought it used from a guy. It was this like little hatchback that my brother-in-law really, really wanted. All this stuff. He gets it.
The baby for the car.
They do the transaction for X amount of dollars. He brings it into a shop to just kind of have it looked over after he's bought it, because he's just whatever.
That's what one does. Yep.
Yeah. Turns out there is like something's wrong with it. Like there's $500-$600 worth of work. The guy who sold it to him reached out a few days later and was like, "Hey, everything all good at the car, man? Just want to make sure like we're good." And my brother-in-law goes, "No, like there's a few things I got to get fixed." Blah, blah. This guy just goes, "You know what? I'll send you $500. I got this
one." That is a stand-up of stand-up moves.
The transaction was done. The money was transferred over one way. He didn't even have to text him. Yeah. And this guy reached out and was like, "You know what? That's kind of on me, man. Here's $500.
That's a good man right there.
They got a 1 month old, buy a new car, money, all that. And the guy just says, "You know what? Don't worry about it. $500.
Give that guy the crown."
Yeah. That guy gets my generous guy of the week.
That is a generous man.
Mm-hmm.
Bag milk.
You know who that guy was?
Tim, he's my generous guy. I got plastic straws.
I thought you were going to use the one that I sent, because I got another one after that.
I've got a generous one. Yeah. I don't know the guy's name. He is the kicker for the San Francisco 49ers. And he decided to miss the game-winning field goal to generously let the Cleveland Browns win the football game.
So I'm pumped for you when that happened. Is his name. Were you watching?
Yes, I was pumped. And it was in Cleveland too. And do you see what they do with the scoreboard right behind the uprights? They got this like scary dog face with like scary eyes to like freak out the kicker. Hmm. And I was like, "Oh my God, that freaked me out." Sure as shit, this generous guy missed the field goal.
I used him.
Damn.
My generous guy of the week is Jalen Hurts, also a football guy.
Mm-hmm.
He had 4 turnovers in the game, 3 interceptions.
In a given
generously week. Kicked a lot of people out of Survivor, lost a lot of people fantasy weeks, took them from 5-0 to 5-1, and now we have no more undefeated football teams. San Francisco, your generous guy Jake Moody, taking them to 5-1. The Eagles go to 5-1, and now the 1972 Miami Dolphins can pop their bottles and they can have a good time, and that is my generous guy of the week.
Can you imagine if the Niners finished the year with 1 loss, how bad Moody would feel?
Oh, yeah.
So tough.
Oh, yeah.
So tough. So, so tough.
My bonus generous men of the week go to the Oilers defense for doing next to nothing.
Dude, that was my joke on, are you going to do it?
On behalf of Vancouver.
My generous guy of the week?
Yes. Yeah.
Ice Spice.
I know she's a girl.
She could be a
generous guy or gal is the name of the segment. I
started learning about her the other day.
Generous gal of the week.
Taylor Swift introduced her on SNL this Saturday.
What? Tay-Tay. Oh, I guess she was there.
She did a cameo.
Yeah.
She walked out and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Ice Spice." And I was like, "You know what? I'm going to get to learning who this is." And now I know most everything about Ice Spice.
And what makes her generous?
She's a plant.
Industry plant.
I guarantee you Ice Spice is a plant.
Yeah.
She went from not existing.
There was no gradual buildup with her.
Sitting next to Taylor Swift at the VMAs. Red hot.
Yeah.
She's hot.
You can't. No, like red hot, just like the career trajectory.
Crazy.
What is the purpose of said plant?
Just to get record sales. Like a plant isn't a bad thing. It doesn't mean they're talentless, but it's just like you have a meteoric rise because you're signed to a big record label or something, and you go from no one's ever heard of you to sitting beside Taylor Swift at the VMAs.
Was DaBaby a plant?
Probably.
He seemed like he had a meteoric rise from nothing.
I mean, he killed a guy at a Walmart.
So. No, he had like 4 or 5 albums building up. Like,
but a plant doesn't mean that you're a one hit wonder. It just means you're like expedited.
I know. Yeah. And I'm saying DaBaby had like a pretty good climb.
He had quite the fall off too.
Yeah. Tough look for DaBaby. But That's how they we'll get you.
Always have Kirk.
Crown Royal, crown everything.
Mm-hmm. Ice Spice.
We're doing that segment every Monday, guys. So you're going to need answers every Monday.
Another thing about Ice Spice, John, it's so funny. She did a bunch of Dunkin' ads with Ben Affleck. And at first you'd be like, why would they be doing those together? But it works.
Is she from Boston?
No, that's the joke.
Oh.
She's from New York and he's from Boston. So it's all, it's very cleverly done. Ben Affleck's an icon.
Yeah, no. I don't care for your knowledge of Ice Spice. I don't mind telling you. I think that
would. Bet you the listeners do.
I'm just kidding. Because I mean, like, I don't even know who this person is.
But that's what's funny. I like to find new musicians that are like white hot with the kids and be like, okay, I got to figure out what this is all
about. I would say you do know Ice Spice just because you spend time on TikTok. She had a song that was every third TikTok used her.
Yeah.
Okay. Then on the same vein.
That boy a munch.
Yeah. That's it.
Who the hell is Sexy Red and why is she everywhere on my timeline?
She's probably a plant too.
Who is she? What does she do?
She's the author of Ski Ye, one of the anthems of the Ski? Last 2 years. NFL players love it.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They love Ski Ye.
I'm losing my grip on hip hop.
This is why you have to force yourself to keep up with the new trends.
This is why I'm going to Wu-Tang and
this
Nas.
Is what you can't do, though. You can't say there's no good music anymore because that's when you officially stop evolving.
Yes.
Have you listened to the new Drake album?
Yes.
Yes.
I have not.
You haven't dug into it yet.
No.
It's pretty mid. It's not that good.
It's not great.
And I am diehard of diehards when it comes to Drake.
Yep.
It's painful.
He's just pretty rich now. And there's not any real beef left.
So is he going through like his Kanye? Like, is he trying new things or is it just not as good?
Beatles Sgt. Pepper phase.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Well, nobody
actually likes Sgt. Pepper.
The amount of output he's made, he's sort of like lost all of his peers, right? He like lives in a $100 million house. He's probably the Jay-Z 444 stage.
He should just
like 10 years.
He should pivot from music to just doing like comedies. And
he should
and
go acting. Back.
This is
to Degrassi.
Think of
he should reboot Degrassi. Yeah.
Think of the contracts Drake has turned down to act. You have to respect the fact that he did once he got on in music, he never acted again.
Like, he'll go back.
Are you seeing these videos where he's walking
so
up?
Funny.
He's walking up to like people who are obviously on a date with like a girl, and he's just like. Friends with the dude, but then he's like, oh shit, and he basically like just starts like hitting on the girl and like, oh, I'll pay for this chat. He's like, oh, you know this girl, she's from my city. And like arms around her, and the guy's just like but it's like perfect him because he's just like that kind of cheesy. He should just pivot. And like the thing he did with Will Ferrell, remember back in the day?
Yeah, man.
When they were coached.
The ESPN thing.
His Saturday Night Live was great.
But how many actors try or how many rappers try to act or actors try to rap or do the both? And when Drake got on, he was like, I'm committed exclusively to music.
And now LL Cool J hasn't rapped a lyric in
not a bar,
not a word.
Ice-T, though, once he got on Law and Order, you never heard another album out of him.
Well, yeah, now he's.
I bet you Drake's turned down the lead in so many movies.
Yeah,
because Hollywood knows he's a sure thing on the one side.
Yeah. Right. And I'm sure the dollars are massive.
Mm-hmm.
He's stuck to it.
I'm done with the Kelsey brothers.
He might be on the sequel of Titanic.
I cannot take another commercial with them. I am so sick of these two.
You don't like Jason the one?
Kelsey, fuck.
You don't like the one, like the laundry ad? The
what? Guy? You don't like his Pinty's ad?
Oh my God. Yeah, that's a bad ad.
It's but a like, bad ad.
You've never seen anything
I to like do with Pinty's.
Jason Kelsey. Now, all of a sudden, last week, he's like freaking out on his coach on the sidelines. And I'm like, what are you doing?
It's
like,
a lot of pressure being with Tay-Tay. A lot of pressure, man.
This is Jason, though, I'm talking to. Too.
Well, Jason always has his heart on his sleeve.
The brother was there. He was on the sidelines. That's what I didn't understand. Why'd they let a Kansas City Chief hang out with the Jets during the game? Get out of here. Yeah.
That happened?
He was on the sidelines.
I didn't see that.
Are you Arrowhead Chief?
I'm sure he was.
He was in New York. He's at the game. He was SNL. He was at the game. It showed him sitting on the sidelines, not wearing team gear.
Did you guys watch SNL?
No,
I've got it recorded.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either.
I got a real shady YouTube stream that shows it the next morning. It's from Vietnam.
All right.
And you get to see Ice Spice because she performed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I like.
You could just watch it on demand, I think. Shaw.
Do you have cable still?
Yeah. Is it on there?
Oh, yeah.
What app?
Jag's making a mistake.
No idea.
Yes.
Who's making
No.
Yeah, I'm not caught up.
I'm not caught up. Yeah. That's all I'm going to say.
Agreed. I already know. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Your
Amtrak's plugging his ears like he's got pressure in his skull.
That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Is this from yesterday's episode? I didn't watch yesterday's.
Yeah, hard is he pushing in his ears?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, he's bleeding from the eardrums right now. That's it.
It upset me.
Well, it's like it's fucking. I thought you were smart, dude.
Not
okay. Don't enough. I just spoke for half of the podcast audience. Yeah. Don't enough.
No more. Probably all of it.
Mentioned Crown Royal back or on the show. New friends. We have another friend who's back on the show.
Chris Chalmers.
Ding dong. Dash that for the win. DoorDash back on the show.
Are they back?
We can eat again.
Yeah, finally we can eat again.
Ding dong.
Thank you, Liam. For a limited time, our listeners, our Canadian listeners, can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25. It's 25% off up to a $15 value. Up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code NATION25. Holidays are coming up. You know, when you're like scrambling over, you agree to have people over and it's day of and you're like, I'm missing 8 things and I have to clean the house and this and that. Just DoorDash it.
Well, you get 25% off
on your first order.
Because you're hosting. That's probably a $200 order.
Yep.
You want to save $50?
Ding dong.
Push the damn button.
Ding dong. Shout out to DoorDash. Good to have
you. Shout out to Liam.
And Liam.
You know, you're having a party and then you make the order and then all of a sudden you hear
ding dong.
And how happy you become because you know the party's going to go off the chain now.
Ding dong.
Well, now I can get donairs for everyone that's coming over.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like to order on DoorDash? A case of Crown Royal.
Well, you actually can. 25% off. Actually, I don't know if it applies to this, but I shouldn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, just, sorry.
Just we'll get
keep
it.
On moving along from that. Go ahead, Charles.
I was going to ask if there's any other hockey stories we should be paying attention to.
Austin right Matthews now. Has 6 goals in 2 games. He is electric. I can't stop watching him. I'm honestly more excited to watch that tonight than I am for the Oilers tomorrow.
Okay.
How that is dare you?
That is tough. Offensive to me.
You're trolling.
He's so much fun.
You can have but none like, of
this
these
isn't
straws.
The first time he's done this.
He's so much fun.
He has a chance tonight to do something no one's ever done in NHL history.
You think he's going to hat tricks in 3 games?
He's playing the Hawks.
You can't rule it out.
I mean, he could, but like he's also done had a start like this before.
So if you were to say top 3 hockey stories right now, it would be the Oilers.
Oilers are out of the gate. Like Oilers are out of the playoffs at Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Number 2. Austin Matthews, 6 goals in 2 games. And number 3, Connor Bedard named as the number 1 most exciting hockey player to watch.
Was it the second highest rated regular season game of all time, his debut in Chicago?
Outside of like...
In the States, like, it was like the highest rated outside of outdoor games.
Outside of
Does
outdoor
everybody
games.
Get a puck and have to get a picture put on Instagram for your first assist?
First point.
Yeah
they usually do. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, they would have done it for Connor.
And they put up a banner.
It's not you.
Next game.
Not you 9, but... Okay.
In all 32.
400 career assists the other day. Silver line.
In one game?
Mm-hmm. Did he get a puck?
You say it's not U9. He got his first career NHL point.
Okay. Okay.
That's a little bit too participation trophy for you.
It's like.
Second assist.
Still
actually, point. I don't know if it was.
Let's get a goal here first. You know, maybe make
you got
goal.
That the next night.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think of Habs fans booing him when he touched the puck?
Habs fans, they give no fucks, man.
Why? Because they should have got. Because they
I don't know. They're just booing him when he touched puck.
I like it.
Is it like a fun welcome to the NHL, welcome to the Bell Center moment? Or is
well,
it
there's
like
that video of him signing a Blackhawks jersey, and someone with a Habs jersey comes up and he goes, "I can't sign a Habs jersey."
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think trying it's to just find a story. Welcome to the NHL moment, isn't it?
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, going to Montreal. That's kind of what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. How about Kirby Doc? What happened to him?
He is out for a long time.
So he got hit into the bench?
Yeah, something like that. He's a lower body injury.
Oh, was the door open?
I don't know. I didn't see the play. I just saw he's out.
Oh, was it?
Some guy got hit into the open door this weekend, too.
Oof. Oh, shit.
That sucks.
I mean, that happened to Brian Marchment once. It's horrifying.
He's coming out of the penalty box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he got hit back into the penalty box?
Yeah.
Remember when
I think he swallowed his tongue, didn't
the
he?
The sides of the benches used to not be rounded. These just be hard corners.
Oh.
How many guys would get turnbuckled?
Turnbuckled.
Oof. McSorley used to like to turnbuckle dudes.
Those were fun hits to watch, though, weren't they?
Oh, they were epic.
Top of the body into the old turnbuckle. Down
they
he goes.
Were epic.
I was watching an old Rock'em Sock'em the other day on YouTube. It is shocking what people used to do and then get put in those videos.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You watch those with your 2023 eyes and brain. You're like, holy man.
And Don Cherry is just.
Let's go. Yeah. Guy's like stabbing another guy with a stick. And he's like,
oh,
guy's
a good guy.
Keep your head up in the trolley tracks. Yeah, and there's
here he comes through the middle of the ice and ball wango.
That's Hartford hockey.
Although Evander Kane's hit on Philip Peronic on Saturday night was a rock'em sock'em style hit.
Oh yeah.
It was unreal. Best hits I've seen late in a long time.
Yeah.
Best hit I've seen since Pedersen hit CeCe in the first game, which don't ask Rick about it. Also, I saw Rick from, he's like perfectly across the rink from me from where his season tickets are.
Standing most of the game.
Oh man. There was a point he was, the Draisaitl penalty where he pushed the stick out of the way. Yeah. Rick was pissed.
Watching a game with Rick is a different experience entirely. Yep.
I can't wait to go to Seattle.
We'll get to do it in Seattle.
Yep.
And that Nation Vacation to Seattle coming up in less than a month. All of our Nation Vacations now are going to be partnered up with Alberta Blue Cross, our travel insurance provider. There's only one thing better than sharing memories. It's making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross's travel insurance protects your memories and more wherever your travel takes you. Visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel. There you go.
Very excited about that trip.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. I'm also very excited for the one in February, just because you know it'll be miserable in Edmonton and cold.
Launching soon.
And we'll get to slide down to Arizona.
Yeah. Launching soon.
On the all new nationgear.ca.
Do you know that there was just as many people at the Canucks Army watch party in Vancouver at Greta as there were at the Edmonton one?
I do. Saturday night.
I know, but still, I'm upset about that.
Saturday night,
though, compared to Wednesday.
Listen, Greta is rocking on every night.
I know Quad's on a mission, and that's what I'm upset about, is that he's coming.
Do you think Quad's got a bunch of industry plants?
Probably.
Ice Spice
was there.
Like with the NHL awards, those people that fill empty seats, yeah. Always moving around filling empty seats.
Maybe that's what Quad's doing.
It would cost him a lot of money.
No, Greta on a Saturday is rocking.
No, I know, but it was good to. It's a backhanded compliment to Canucks Army, is essentially what I'm doing.
That's fair.
Although I'm very disappointed in them.
We still had a great time at Greta. We packed
it up. Our party was great.
Yep.
Well, the outcome of the game was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I was impressed.
Start time advantage. 7 p.m. on a Saturday, a little bit different.
Just a bit. I'm not
knocking our party.
I know.
I'm actually celebrating what they did.
I was impressed with how well you guys looked in the Barbie outfits.
Oh yeah, this is your first pod since I came back for that. Thank you.
Very, very
good. And I got it was my outfit for the Beer Olympics I did on Friday night.
Oh,
so
it's part of the rotation.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, so you guys actually did me a solid there. That all worked out.
Well, Liam loves the visor.
Yeah, the visor's actually sick.
The visor plays.
Mm-hmm.
The wigs were great. Your wig was especially great.
Yeah, I thought I pulled it off. Okay. Thought I pulled it off. Yeah. Just all right.
Amber asked him to keep it.
Yeah, where'd those things end up? You guys still have them?
Yeah, yeah.
Your Emtrek has a special box again. Under the bed.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Only comes out on holidays.
Mm-hmm. After a couple of Crown and gingers. Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe a full bottle of Crown and gingers.
Freaky times at your Emtrek house.
Mm-hmm. Dress up.
All right. Well, I know we have a hard out. So yikes. Two games for the Oilers by our next episode. No, Tuesday, Thursday. So just Tuesday, one game for the Oilers. Thursday,
yeah,
so I think they'll beat Nashville. They'll find a way to sort it out. And maybe
they gotta win both of these, Nashville and Philly. They gotta win.
Well,
both.
Like they should
have to.
That's one in three. Like, it would not be great.
They have to win them.
Is the lineup changing lots?
Well, I'm almost annoyed that Woody flipped up the lines already. He's got McDavid and Draisaitl together on the line.
Oh man, that's just like such a bad signal. Like,
We're two
games in.
It's like, I get it, but like two games in is way too early.
We're going into must win mode, even though I'm saying we have to win the next game. I'm just so torn. Like, it's so shitty to start the season 0-2 losing to Vancouver both times.
Yes.
You know?
Can you imagine if they missed the playoffs because of a tiebreaker with the Canucks?
Oh.
No, just kidding. I promised this year I wasn't going to do all that.
Well, so. And I've been like telling people in the offseason, like, oh, we just need to, you know, we're focused on the playoffs.
Hard out.
Just focus on the playoffs.
We did have a hard out today, so Bag Milk's out.
Seemingly.
Mm-hmm.
I respect Bang. That move.
Who are you talking to? Ice Spice?
See his jump time up from that chair, too? Boom. Meeting starts. Bang. Gone. I don't like that Woody broke up the third line either. The third line was buzzing for the last couple of games. I felt like you could have given them some more time together. Connor Brown's been disappointing, though. So I guess I understand his demotion, but Warren Fogle also hasn't been enough of like a world beater to merit a move up to the second line. So I just don't love it. I don't have a ton of confidence in a Nuge Fogle Hyman second line.
No.
Say that power play stat you said earlier again.
Every point so far, or the Oilers
The only no one that's not on the power unit has a point.
There you go.
All the Oilers' points so far have been on the power play.
Have been scored by players on the top power play unit.
Top power play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's just been like new time in Drysdale, McDavid, and Bouchard. Jay, that was the worst hockey game I've ever seen him play on Saturday night.
I'm, you know, mum on the subject.
No, you're not. You tweet out Boosh Bomb with a lot of sarcastic undertones.
Oh, did I do that on Saturday?
Didn't you?
I might have.
Did you have a couple on Saturday?
I went to the game.
Were you the guy behind me?
midway through the game, I got invited into a box.
Nice.
Pause.
And it got a little spicy from there.
Nice.
So yeah, I might have tweeted Boosh Bomb. I don't know.
You definitely tweeted Boosh Bomb.
I'll have to go check. I was emotional.
Yeah, clearly he was bad.
It's fine.
Ekholm was bad.
Ekholm wasn't ready to come back.
No, he looked slow. He
just wasn't moving right.
Looked slow. Nurse had a bad play. Kulak had a bad play. Blah blah blah. I had Robin Brownlee on Oilers Nation every day today.
Flex. Oh, nice.
And someone in the chat wanted me to ask him a question. Yeah. And the question was, can you ask Brownlee to compare how Woody handles McDavid and Drysdale to how Slats handled Mess and Gretz?
Yeah.
So I just asked it. And Brownlee goes, boy, you must think I'm a fossil. I didn't cover the team until Gretzky was gone. I'm not that old dialer. I was like, son of a bitch.
Ooh, burn.
It was a tough look for me.
Nah, I would have thought the same.
To be
thing.
Fair, I would right? have made the same.
Yeah, the assumption okay. was.
I would have hit him with. So you weren't paying attention to the Oilers at all prior to coming aboard. You can only speak to things you witness with your own eyes.
Kamloops, come to the bees.
Bag Milk thinks I should make that a bit whenever I have a Brownlee on my show now.
Just ask some questions like, from the early 80s.
Just be like.
In the WHA Oilers days.
Yeah, or like Draisaitl, like if Draisaitl's hot. This run Draisaitl's on, compare it to a run you would have seen from Maurice Richard.
Yeah. Worsley. Did he deserve that, Vezina?
Do you think there's things that Connor McDavid could learn from Al Hamilton as a captain?
Hey, that's
that you saw in the room. There's a lot of
similar leadership styles.
It could be really good. Could be really
what's,
good.
What's like, the preparation of Skinner and
Jacques Plante
to what you used to see back in Grant Fuhr, Andy Moog days?
I also have a bit with Frank I'm doing right now where the first question every time he joins the show is, Frank, what are the Oilers going to do at the deadline? And he gets really mad when I ask it. Text me. Stop doing that. I will not, Frank. Nope. People need answers. And people now go into the DFO shows when we do our inbox question and they'll be like, what are the Oilers going to do at the deadline?
Does he get to see that?
Yeah. It's great.
That's great.
All right. Okay. We're going to wrap this bad boy up. Shout out to Crown Royal, Century Mile Racetrack and Casino, DoorDash, Alberta Blue Cross, and Greta. We'll be back on Thursday to hopefully talk about the 1-2 Edmonton Oilers.
Go get it.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.